Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we have breaking news this morning. It's 7:44.
I can't believe you don't have the news thing.
Oh, yeah, I should have used that. Man. Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that. I'm just so devastated right now.
You? I gave 2 hours of my life for this.
I know you did, Pumpkin.
No, you don't understand. I gave 2 hours of my life.
It's called Baby Giraffe Watch.
Yeah, there's this giraffe. Sean, what's the giraffe's name? Sean knows about this, too. He was vested.
April?
April, right. So April the giraffe. People have been watching April the giraffe, totally pregnant for a while now. I watched it, BJ, for 2 hours last night.
Yeah?
2 hours. 2 hours.
Millions of people around the world have been watching this giraffe. Oh, millions of people around the world. Yeah. Well, the breaking news this morning is the video has been pulled because people are complaining that it's nudity and sexual contact being broadcast. So therefore, your protesters are saying, hey, you got to pull this thing. Animal rights people are saying, we do not need to see a giraffe being born.
They actually, well, do you have the audio of the guy? Here's the director of the news. Yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening to the many of you around the world that have tuned into our giraffe cam in the past 12 hours. In a little bit of over 12 hours, we have seen 20 to 30 million views of our live giraffe cam here at Animal Adventure Park outside of Binghamton, New York in Harpersville. Now, unfortunately, with that viral spread that we've gained, that popularity, this is a perfect example of why we cannot have nice things. For the millions of you that have been tuning in to take witness of this educational experience of a live giraffe birth, there's a handful of extremists and animal rights activists that may not agree with us, and that's okay, but have unfortunately reported our YouTube cam as sexually explicit or nude content, which has made for its removal from YouTube.
Can that be real?
Wait, wow. How is it nudity? Giraffes don't wear clothes.
Well, maybe they should.
But how is it nudity?
I don't know. It's an animal.
Seriously, how is that nudity?
You see animals in the nude every time you go to the zoo.
I've never seen them in clothes, except for dogs, and that kind of irritates me.
No, but if you were a giraffe and you did wear clothes, you'd have to go to Big and Tall.
Well, that goes without saying.
Thank you.
Don't even give him that one. Are you kidding? You reacted to that?
Did you know?
See, the thing is, Sean?
Yeah.
Did you know?
That is so stupid, I can't even talk to you.
I've got a tidbit for you. Did you know April is pregnant with a baby from a younger man?
What? Wait, what? The giraffe?
There's a little controversy. Maybe this is why the video's pulled. Yeah. April is 15 years old. In giraffe terms, that's up there. That's up there. It's pushing, right? The mate, Oliver, is only 5. Whoa. He's only 5.
But what is that in giraffe years?
I don't know the conversion. Okay. I don't have a table over here for that. Right. But I just know that it's got to be quite a bit with her being 15 years old and he's only 5. And they're and got a baby on the way.
Wow.
There's something going on here.
She's a giraffer.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. This doesn't make sense. And Jamie and I were talking about this.
Come on, that's funny.
We were talking about this. on the side here, before we opened up the microphones, why is it that the entire feed, and we can't watch this, and it's all based on YouTube and their policies? Why aren't they broadcasting on some other, by other means?
Yeah, they should go to a stream site, huh?
They can have their own webcam that's set up from this animal place. They can do it on Periscope. They can do it on Facebook Live. Well, there's many ways.
Last night it looked like it was Facebook Live.
There's tons of ways of doing this.
Sean.
It was on YouTube, so the Facebook fed the YouTube feed.
But they don't have to do it that way.
But I don't know. I didn't see if they could have done a Facebook Live video earlier and then went to the Facebook, but
You got 30 million people watching. Why not just set up a webcam?
Yeah.
Go down to the Radio Shack and buy you one. Come back.
They're out of business.
All right, we'll run down to Micro Center. Get yourself,
Micro Center?
Yeah, well, get yourself a webcam.
I don't know that part. I don't know. All I know is YouTube yanked it. But because we don't even go through YouTube on our things, right?
No, we can, but we don't have to.
Something's fishy.
You know, Facebook has their rules, but I don't think Zuckerberg is going to say this is nudity.
But if he wore clothes, where would he go?
Big and tall.
Big and tall. Giraffes.
That's where giraffes
shop.
Hey,
where did giraffe shop?
Big and tall.
Well, and right. That's the thing. I don't think it's sexual content at all. My son and I were watching it together. And he's like...
Some parent you are.
Yeah, I know.
But they say as you're watching this thing, I didn't know this until I read it. You know what you were watching for? You know the first sign?
What?
When the hoof is exposed.
Oh.
You got to watch for a hoof to pop out. Of the rear? Of the rear part of the animal?
Oh, I thought it's when her tail goes up, that means she's pushing.
No. According to this article, you're watching for a hoof to come out the...
Yeah.
Boop! Like this. Boop!
Really?
And then you see a hoof. Once you see the hoof, it could be anywhere from 30, 45, 60 minutes, up to 60 minutes before this calf plops out on the ground.
Right. I'm so mad. I really am so mad about this because, I mean, I put some effort into this crap.
Yeah, I know you did.
I watched it. Yeah, 2 hours with my son, and then he got bored. And he's like, can't we do something with our lives? I'm like, no, this is our lives. We're watching giraffes have babies.
I didn't know about her. I would have watched, too. Instead, I'm watching The Anatomy of an Ant.
Exactly.
Yeah, but at least with my ants, I got to see them carry off this watermelon.
I mean, that's some satisfaction.
I got some satisfaction out of it. You got nothing because you watch this stinking giraffe sit there and just pace in its mate pacing for 2 hours with no birth.
It's like watching, a movie and not getting a payoff. You know, like, I don't know who killed whoever. Well, I guess JR. I mean, you know, you feel empty. I feel weird. I feel anxiety. I feel upset.
I'm a little baffled by they don't have other means of getting this up and running for their 30 million customers.
So you think that there's
a lot of customers.
You think that there's something fishy?
Sounds fishy about this story.
But I don't know. We get reported on Facebook all the time.
I'm just saying something sounds fishy with this story.
I put up a picture of two naked people that were about, 90, 95, maybe even 100. I don't know. I thought they were adorable. They were two naked people, and it was just their butts. It was their 100-year-old butts.
Yeah.
And we got pulled down.
Yeah, you can get pulled for that. But that is nudity.
You saw that, right?
Yep.
But that is nudity.
Yeah, but come on. It's 100-year-old butts. Those butts have been around for 100 years.
This is a giraffe.
It is old ashes. What?
This is a giraffe. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
There's something wrong here.
Sean, what's your theory?
Well, my theory is that people don't have enough going on in their lives. They need to find something else to complain about. So someone complaining about this, they pulled it. But I'm also seeing that it's back up.
Oh, my God. We just spent all this time, and now it's back up.
As of just a couple minutes ago, supposedly, it's back up.
Yeah, but that's a tornado. They do this to you.
They lie to you, Sean.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you just search?
I am, and I'm back to YouTube.
Yeah.
But I'm not, nothing's coming through yet.
Again, here's the excuse given by the director of this animal sanctuary where the giraffe is about to give birth and now they've pulled it.
So, good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening to the many of you around the world that have tuned into our giraffe cam in the past 12 hours. In a little bit of over 12 hours, we have seen 20 to 30 million views of our live giraffe cam here at Animal Adventure Park, outside of Binghamton, New York, in Harpersville. Now, unfortunately, with that viral spread that we've gained, that popularity, this is a perfect example of why we cannot have nice things. For the millions of you that have been tuning in to take witness of this educational experience of a live giraffe birth, there's a handful of extremists and animal rights activists that may not agree with us, and that's okay, but have unfortunately reported our YouTube cam as a sexually explicit or nude content, which has made for its removal from YouTube.
Sean, the word is it's on Facebook Live. It's airing.
It's back up on YouTube.
So you know what I think happened?
It's back
What's
up
that?
On YouTube.
Because I did think this for a split second. Is this giraffe a rescued giraffe, or is it something like they bought it?
I don't know.
A giraffe puppy farm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because when I first saw the video, I will say, like, I didn't love that it's in a little pen.
Yeah.
and it kind of bugged me. So I bet those animal activists are freaking out.
Yeah, but
this is like animal abuse.
But I think farmers and, you know, whatever, ranchers, I think you take your animal, like a cow or even a horse, and often they put them in like stables.
No, I understand. Really?
Right?
Well, yeah, but
to have birth.
But I know, but I think that's maybe what's going on here.
Really?
I think it's animal activists going crazy.
I guess it's back up. So the world is saved.
So Woo. We did all that for nothing?
Yeah. It's back up. It's running.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. There's
So we did all that.
Many texts saying it's back.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So that entire thing we just did.
Yeah.
No reason.
Complete waste of time. Yes.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.